జగై నిత్యమాన రక్తకంఠ్యో రతిస్తయో. కృష్ణాభి మర్త ముదిత జద్గీతేన ఇదం ఆవృతం ఉచ్చై జగౌ. Gopis and dancing, but it has been told in 7th sloka. When Krishna began to take out this piece of Gopi's mouth, Gopis felt so much happiness. Their heart felt their pulak, romanch, kampa, asru, all the 8 kinds of sattvic bhav fully began there. And they began to sing loudly. Any parishram,
labor, endeavor. What word did you say?
Hard work.
Any parishram, they were feeling tiredness, feeling
fatigue.
By singing so loudly, if a man sings loudly, and after some time he becomes tired. But as Krishna has touched them and made them so happy, they were in mood and became to sing so loudly without any
tiredness.
Nityamana, they were singing, they were dancing and at the same time singing also. Both were singing, Krishna was singing also, they were singing. They were dancing, he was dancing. And what Krishna was telling, only one or two words changing, but all the words same. Krishna used to tell in that song Priya and Gopis Priya. Likewise, all words ending with so many postures and movements. Lovely. Raktakantha means they were singing and becoming Anuragavati. Anuragavati means Anurag color is red. So in singing, they became with anurag, feeling anurag. So rakta kandhi, rati priya. Rati priya means to increase the rati of Krishna towards them. Rati priya. All their rati priya of Krishna. In 6th and 7th sloka, Sukadeva Goswami has described, explained how they were dancing. Their dancing was prominent, mana pradhan.
Prominent.
And singing was subordinate. You should live there. I will give class another. You should. Now he is telling that their singing was prominent. Sometimes singing prominent, sometimes dancing prominent. And here explained about instruments. All the instruments were also some helping them, but not covering their words. Only to dance beautifully and to sing beautifully. So all were in just adjusting manner. The singing was prominent. Dancing was also prominent. But all the instruments were subordinate to increase their all these things. And mixing and dancing on the tal, you know?
Rhythm. Rhythm. Beat.
That is ta-thei-thei dhinna. This is tal. There was beginning from one and ending on one. By legs and eight feet, Krishna also, gopis also. Like from here to there. Gopis were showing their hands towards Krishna, and Krishna showing towards gopis in so many moods, postures. Krishna was increasing the rati of gopis, and gopis were increasing the rati of Krishna. So rati priya. Why they were singing? They were dancing like so and other postures to increase the mood of each other. They were singing also. That very thing which Krishna was singing and gopis were singing, they were indicating the same thing by their posture, mood and by singing. So here, Rati Priya is telling that the gopis were encouraging the Rati of Krishna. And Rati Priya, to whom gopis are doing a Rati, both, for Krishna and gopis, both. Here he is telling Jigosani that Krishna mood was only to increase the happiness of gopis. And gopis' mood was only to please Krishna, not for them. Otherwise, it will be calm. But it is Rati, Vishuddha Rati. Here Rati means also he is the indicating the Premmai service. Premmai service means what? Not understand?
Premmai is full of completely immersed in love.
To increase the Premmai seva of Krishna. Only, not for them, but as a remnant, gopis are also so happy. Krishna Bhimars Mudita Yad Gitena Idam Abhutam. Krishna Bhimars. When Krishna was touching Gopi's hand, Gopi's body, Gopi's feet, Gopi's head. And by that they became more and more happy. Their tiredness and everything went on. And by their sound, deep, by the sweet melody of gopis, whole world. Three words, this word, Jeev and Golok Vrindavan, all was abhrutam. Abhrutam means covered. Here covered means they were singing so sweet that up till now, and after that, in Bhut, Bhavishyat and Vartaman, they covered all the sounds, all the melodies by their melody, sweet melody. Understand the meaning? There were so many singers, there may be so many singers, sweet singers, but none was equal to them. It means that they covered all sweet songs because it has been told in Gita Sat, there is a grantha, there is a book, authentic book, that in whole world the Raga Ragini, the so many, there are so many kinds of raga and ragini. In the whole world, there are innumerable jivas. So, how many jivas are in whole world? Raga raginis are of that, so much kinds. Understand what I told.
There are as many different raginis as there are living entities.
But in them, 16,000 of ragini are prominent, which came from gopis. There are only prominent. all the rag-raginis has come from Narad. Narad has learned from Shankar. And Shankar has taken all these by the grace of gopis. All rag-ragini. Narad is the best singer in the whole world, but he has learnt it from Shankar. Someone tell that direct he learnt from gopis, especially 16,000 of rag-ragini. In them, seven are most prominent: Saregama, Padhanisa, and these are like so many things he has told that. You know, Bhairavi, Dhrupad, Dhamar, Dhanasri, Gurjar, Mallar. These are all, these names have been given on the name of animals or birds. Pancham, it is called, it has been given on kokila, kakur. Some like peacock, some like other,
horse, elephant,
and so many things. Goat also. The best is Dhrupad. There are so many rag-ragini that one who knows, they will sing and water will come, rain will come, fire will come. Here, he is telling that when gopis are singing, first Vishakha, then Krishna told Sadhu, Sadhu. Krishna sang a song and is so beautiful, coming up and down, Aroha and Avaroha Pantha. Vishakha sung this song more beautifully and more loudly. Krishna told her, Sadhu, Sadhu. Then Lalita, same song in other rag-ragini. And so beautifully, more than that. Then Krishna became so happy and explain what they can astonished. Okay. And he began to tell Sadhu, 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 Sadhu. And after that, Srimati Radhika sang the same song more loudly, more sweetly, and more effective. Then Krishna at once took Srimati Radhika in. And sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Jad gitena idam avritam. They were singing so that Vishakha covered the sound of Krishna, defeated Krishna. And Lalita covered the sound of both. All were so much pleasing. And when Srimati Radhika sang, Krishna began to see and all gopis clapped. So, idam abritam. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling you have in your this explanation that at first he has given the prominency of dancing, now he is explaining their song. He is also telling this end that the number of jeeves, the so many kinds of raga and ragini, and it is in the same sankhya in which group each jeeves are. The number of raga ragini is equal to number of jeevas in this whole world. Manan, ananta. He is also telling that their sound of sweet sound covers the whole world. That is, still now the best singer in the whole world only follow gopis. So every one sweet sound is covered by gopi singing. No one can sing more sweetly than gopis. Kachit samam mukundena svajatim amishtita minne pujitatena priyata sadhu sadhvetti tadeva dhvam unninne tasaimanancha bahvadat. Why he is describing, explaining all these things? Why? Sukadeva Goswami. That gopis are so near and dear to Krishna, and they are singing, dancing and doing whole thing only to please Krishna. What we are doing, the sadhak, what to do? By hearing all these things, by going deeply in this, anyhow, if a greed can come to follow them to please Krishna, anyone cannot please Krishna by their own actions. One can please Krishna only by the mood and by the following gopis. So he is explaining all these things. Especially, he wants all these things for their own care. On pleasure. So seeing this, everyone wants to see good dancing, good singing, beautiful singing, and all these things. This is the thing that we want to enjoy in this world, and all conditional souls want to enjoy. But if anyone can come in this way and try to give pleasure to Krishna by all these things, a jeev can come, a soul can come easily towards these things. and their mind and everything will be conquered by all these things.
Dancing, singing,
and all these things, these are lost in this world. But if Chintamani and Bilvamangal were doing all these things, when they were doing each other thing, all these things, it was lust and it was for hell. But when it was directed towards Krishna, then it became pure love, praying. In Chaitanya Charitamrita also it has been told, Pise te priti ebe ache je amar, sei mata priti ho charne tumar. Can you explain this? Pise te priti ebe ache je amar. First he had love for to test all these material things. If we can change our mood towards Krishna, we love our wife, we love our mother, we love our children, we love wealth, reputation and everything. If we can change the direction towards Krishna, this is bhakti, this is prem. Now it is the action of mind, but that is the action of Atma. Not only the action of Atma, but it will be action of Vishuddha Sattva. Mane by Swarup Shakti, Lajni and Sandhi. We are Sandhini. We are part of Sandhini Baldev Prabhu. We have come from Baldev Prabhu. We are Sandhini. Our Satta is Sandhini. And upon this, Ladini and Sambit, Sarvastu, Sarvastu, essence of them, which is always in
Ragatmika,
associates of Krishna. When it will come here, that is called how. From here it begins. So when we will try to follow gopis or Sudam Sakha or Vatsalya to Yashoda and Nanda Baba, they will come here in our Shuddha Sattva. Now it is the thing for mentality, all these things. And that is why it is calm. But when we will change the direction of all these things, automatically it will come. It will come in Jeeva. Then it will not be calm, then it will be brain. So he has described, explained all these things, that if a little greed comes, there is hope that that Vishuddha Sattva will come from there, from Ragatmik associate. Everywhere we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the books of Rupa Raghunath, Jiva Goswami, and all acharyas, that prem is prayojan. Krishna prem is prayojan. Everywhere. Has Swamiji written anywhere Krishna prem is prayojan? in any book,
every book.
What is that thing? What is that prem? What is that prem that he has told? And in all books it has been. What prem? Prem is not like a zero. There is some shape, there is some mode. What is that prem? Where is that prem? Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Saman Mathura Vasi Mutte Sadhaya Siman Sakal Sadhana Sesta Ei Panchan Krishna Prem Janmay Ei Panchar Alpa Sang. Understand this meaning? If you chant Krishna name with so affection, with Sraddha, in the guidance of any Rasik Vaishnava, Tattvajna Vaishnava, Guru Vaishnava, living in Vrindavan, anywhere but thinking to be in Vrindavan, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and books of our Goswami, if you have no aparad often, then Krishna Prem certainly will come. But what is that Krishna Prem? It begins from heaven, from Parabrahma Narayan, and goes up to Golok Vrindavan. Golok Vrindavan and Radha Kunda up to. But what is that prem? Hearing the name of prem, they think that all are sahajiya by hearing. Don't tell the name of Krishna Prem. Don't tell the name of gopis, otherwise you will become sahajiya. But what is that conception of that prem? And it will come automatically by all this, doing this. So why we take initiation? What is the aim and object of taking initiation? In the beginning, anyone, it may be that they don't know what is the meaning of initiation. All are taking initiation and initiation. But what is the use of taking it? What is the fruit? Why we take sannyas? Why? For prem? That prem be like Sanak Sanandan Sanatan. It may be like Prahlad Maharaj. It may be like Dhruva. It may be like Hanuman. That prem. It may be like Pandav. It may be like Uddhava and Satyabhama all. It may be like Sakha of Braja. It may be like Nanda Baba and Yashoda. Or Vrishabhanu Maharaj, Kritika Sundari. There is Vatsalya also in Kritika Sundari and Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Are they less than Nanda Baba and Yashoda? Kritika Sundari and Nanda Baba. I don't want to make my father Nanda Baba and mother Yashoda Maiya. Why? I know that is more and more prem is in also Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kritika also. But we prefer Yashoda also because Yashoda has so much Vatsalya for Srimati Radhika. As for Krishna, same he is telling to Radhika. In Radha's, so Rupa Goswami is telling.
Yeah.
Bartalya. Kire mone nai. Kumjeta shayla kum kalpa
ki te. Bartalya brinda basatin.
Bartalya brinda basatin.
Pasupala
radhya. Sikshanu sikshan. Kalatu. Gurum sakhina. Tat simati. Yashoda Devi, mother of Krishna, has so affection, so love, as she keeps in Krishna. But it has not told about Bhishmanu Maharaj and but we should know it. No? Any gopi does not want that his mother should be Yashoda, but his mother-in-law, no? So here, this prem is also in them, and also this prem is in Lalita Vishakha. To more extent, also in more extent in Srimati Radhika, Krishna prem. But Jeev has no quality to have that thing. So, the prem in serving Srimati Radhika, to being in the Palya Dasi of Radhika, is best for me. So, what prem we want? We want Vaidhi prem only? Like Dhruva, you want? Your Prabhu has told that you should have prem. Like Dhruva or Prahalad or what he told. Gopis are here covering Krishna also. Tena Abritam. By their sweet sound, Krishna heart was covered. And his senses were gone out. He became mukta. Whole world with Krishna, they are present. So if anyone serves these gopis, they can have prem so much by serving Srimati Radhika. So anyone today, after so many days, after lakhs and lakhs births, if he has no offense, by chanting Krishna and so lovely, serving his Gurudev and living in Vrindavan, they must have this thing. So many persons fear, so fear. They will be against you also because they don't know all these things. A man cannot be in only lower class forever. They should progress. If they are not progressing, then what to tell? So by all these things, Vyasadeva or Sukadeva Goswami has told, has given siksha,
instruction.
Vikriditam Vrajubadubhi idam cha Vishnu. What Krishna is dancing, gopis are dancing, reciprocal everything. For what purpose it is given in this Srimad Bhagavatam? And for whom it has been written? For whom? For Mayavadi? For zero it has been told all these things? For whom it has been written? Who will hear it?
Those who have Shraddha.
Mani, actually Shraddha. And Shraddha towards these things, Krishna Anurag. So it is our most upper duty to do all this, to hear and to follow. So he is telling how to make place Krishna and gopis. The manners are these, what he has explained in all slokas. How to please Krishna, more and more. Prahlad Maharaj can please Krishna and he will come in the shape of Nrisimhadev and he will kill his enemies. There, he will clear up all the obstructions coming there, but not as a Krishna will come. Sanatanandan, Sanatan will please Krishna by their praying and by their remembering. Krishna will come as a Narayan. The inhabitants of Dwarka will please Krishna. Krishna will come as a Chaturbhuj Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna, not as a brother. So, how we should please? He has explained all these things, Sukadeva Goswami. But what was his view? What kind of prem he chose for himself? Or he has some greed for that? He has prayed for Sakha. He has prayed for Narayan. He has prayed for Dwarkadhis. He has prayed for Krishna. Never. Vande Nanda Brije Srinam Padarenam Abhiknasa Asamaho Charana Renjusamaham Syam Vrindavane Kimap Kulmalatau Sadhijam Jas Dushtvajana Sajana Arjapathanta Hitva Bheje Mukunda Padavim Shuti Bhimrimi. Only for a atom of gopis lotus dust feet he has prayed. For any other he has not prayed. Why? He has something great for gopi praying. It is so high, so sweet, so sarvottam. Krishna prayer. Sarvottam? Top of all kinds of love. This is called Krishna prem. So we can, what we will practice in sadhana, it will come in our siddhavastha. Following? If you will, in our sadhana, in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, it has been written that outwardly we will do Savan Kirtan Smaran Bandhan Pada Sevan, and inwardly these things, following gopis, you'll have to do. In Astakaliya Leela, what is Astakaliya Leela? All these things, following all these things. If anyone does not know anything, he cannot imagine what is Krishna prem and how to do, how to serve. So in sadhaka stage, we should know all these things. How gopis, how sakha, how father and mother has placed Krishna. Then a greed will come. And that greed will be solid and pure. Then we can go further. Kachit samang mukundena svarjati amishvita. Samay hoi gaya chana? Kato bajla? 12. 12? What is the time?
12 days.
So we will do it next time because from morning I am going in. You should take the essence of all these things. Try to have in mind and heart all these things and go on all your practicing bhakti. today.
I had one question. That if all the gopis dress not to please themselves but to please Krishna, to attract Krishna and bring him happiness, but the mandaris, they don't want to attract Krishna to them. They want to attract Krishna to Srimati. So what is the mood in which they dress?
Radhika, once they are doing so, to please Radhika. Because it has described that they are leaves and flowers and branches of mool of creeper. Creeper is Srimati Radhika. So what they are doing, dancing, if air comes, leaves are dancing, it means that Srimati Radhika is dancing so much. To please Srimati Radhika, what action they are doing for that? And by that doing so, Krishna become automatic pleasant. Please. Sometimes in group, sometimes alone with Radhika, among their sajatiya sakhis, they do all these things. But always having no anything gained for themselves, only for pleasing two, but especially Srimati Radhika.
আমি তো জল গরম নিয়ে আসতে পারি একটা মুখে বিষয়